Hi. I'd like to start the meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We would appreciate if you would turn off all cell phones. I would also like to remind you that the workshops are being recorded. And what else? Okay. I'd like to read the suggested Al-Anon preamble to the 12 steps, and that is: the Al-Anon family groups are a fellowship of relatives and friends of alcoholics who share their experience, strength, and hope in order to solve their common problems. We believe alcoholism is a family disease and that changed attitudes can change, can aid recovery. Al-Anon is not allied with any sect, denomination, political entity, organization, or institution, does not engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any cause. There are no dues for membership. Al-Anon is self-supporting through its own voluntary contributions. Al-Anon has but one purpose: to help families of alcoholics. We do this by practicing the 12 steps, by welcoming and giving comfort to families of alcoholics, and giving understanding and encouragement to the alcoholic. Our anonymity statement. There may be some who are not familiar with our tradition of personal anonymity at the public level. If so, we respectfully ask that no Al-Anon, Al-Ateen, or AA speaker or member be identified by full name or picture in published or broadcast report of our meeting. The assurance of anonymity is essential to our efforts to help other families of alcoholics, and our tradition of anonymity reminds us to place principles above personalities. Again, this meeting is being recorded. And our topic here today is sponsorship, working together to aid recovery. And we have three speakers, and each speaker has 10 minutes. And our first speaker is going to be Cecilia from Idaho. Please welcome her.
Hi, my name's Cecilia. I am a grateful member of Al-Anon. My home group is Northwest Serenity from Hayden Lake, Idaho. And it's really wonderful to be here. I'm glad that you're all here. I think it's really wonderful when I was asked to speak on sponsorship. I thought it was really neat they didn't ask me, you know, what was my background in sponsorship or any of that, because each of our experiences are our own. And so all I can share is, you know, my journey in sponsorship. And on September 17th, I will celebrate 29 years in Al-Anon. When I came into Al-Anon and I started to pick up on, you know, this sponsorship, I thought, there is no way I am telling anyone what was going on in my household, because literally when I came into the program, I really thought I was married to the worst alcoholic in the whole world, and I certainly didn't want to tell you about that. And so my first meeting, I thought this was interesting. I'll back up a touch. I was reading the AA grapevine. And one of the statistics they had on AA sponsorship is that 73% of AA members get a sponsor within 90 days. That is really not true in Al-Anon. It would be quite an interesting, we can take a little survey. How many got your first Al-Anon sponsor within 90 days? Yeah, that's what I thought. most of us, that is terrifying to the thought of, sharing what was going on in our household. And I remember 3 years ago, my sponsor and I, we did a sponsorship workshop at the Gem State Roundup. And there was one gentleman that said, you know, I love Al-Anon. I go to lots of meetings, but can I work a Al-Anon program without a sponsor? I just don't like the idea. And, of course, my response, I was the first to respond. I said, well, there are no musts in Al-Anon, you know. I think most of us feel that way when we come into the program. And but it was one of the parts of my program that when I got a sponsor, that's when my recovery really started. Because I was no longer secretive, I was now opening up, I was no longer isolating. And it was funny because right after that, my sponsor shared, and she goes like, hell, there's no must in Al-Anon, you need a sponsor. So I'm a little softer than she is, but it's very important. And I probably had I'm going to back up a little. So my first Al-Anon meeting, what I was very grateful that I did have, because it was probably about 5 or 6 months before I got my first sponsor, was the Al-Anon members really mentored me. And I remember at my first Al-Anon meeting, an old-timer right after the meeting approached me and, you know, said, you know, do you have any questions? And it was very sweet because one of the things that Al-Anon sponsors do is they get you in service. And so this Al-Anon, longtime Al-Anon member said, what are you doing Thursdays afternoon? And I said, she asked me, what were my days off? And I said, I only have Thursday. I work 6 days a week. And she says, good, because we need someone to set up this meeting. And that was like at my first or second meeting. And so already I had a commitment, and I was, you know, I had to go to that meeting because, you know, I had to set up the meeting for them. And I was very grateful. I thought that was very sly on her part as well. So, and then after about 5 months or so before I got a sponsor, she says, we need a literature person for the meeting, and they need to bring that literature and set it up. And she goes, and oh, by the way, you can read that literature too. And a lot of people have shared at other workshops that there wasn't a lot of literature. And some of my early memories, the nice thing about when you don't have a lot of literature, you know it really, really well because you read it over and over again. But one of the first pieces of literature was that I remember that came out when I came right after I came into the program was Al-Anon 12 and 12. And so I was very grateful for that. But going back to my sponsor, so she wasn't my first sponsor, but she definitely mentored me. She checked up on me. There was other long-timers that checked up on me. And then, you know, eventually people would start saying, you know, do you have a sponsor? Have you gotten a sponsor? And so finally I got the nerve to ask my first sponsor to be my sponsor. Her name was Norma. She's the only person that I have no contact with. She was only my sponsor for probably about 5-6 months, and then she moved away. She didn't give a forwarding address, which I always thought was funny. But I chose her because I loved her laughter, because when I came to Al-Anon, nothing was funny anymore. I would call her up with, you know, these, you know, tragedies in my life, ha-ha. And she would say, don't you find this funny, you know? And I would go, no. My life is not funny. It's pretty tragic, actually. And I can remember this one phone call in particular, and I don't know what I called about, but by the end of the phone call, I was laughing. And it was exactly what I needed. And that she was exactly what I needed. But after she moved away, I was like, okay, that sponsorship thing wasn't that difficult. And so my second sponsor, I really researched her. I stalked her, in fact. And she was wonderful. It was kind of before the time of, you know, a lot of talk of sponsor, service sponsor. Your sponsor was everything. And so I liked her because I could see she was active in service. She went to a lot of meetings. I can definitely see the recovery in her life. And I really admired her. She was also married to an alcoholic who her husband was a slipper. He was in and out of the program. And so I thought that would be good insurance in case that ever happened to me. And it didn't, but I liked that aspect as well. And so I heard her speak, and I was just so impressed with her story, which was very different from my story. And that's what I love about Al-Anon. It doesn't matter, you know, how many kids you have, your level of education. I have sponsored sponsees that I had become very close with, and I've also sponsored people that, you know, it's really a strictly program. You know, I help them through the steps, and, you know, but there's not a real strong personal friendship. And then others, I've had wonderful personal relationships. And so she was the one that got me involved in service, and that's when my program and my recovery just really bloomed. She was also the one that I went through the steps with, and we started to apply spiritual principles to my program, and it was just wonderful. I loved her assignments. I think whenever you have a sponsor, you know, they give you some of those first assignments, you know, and you just go, what does that mean? You know, I don't get it. One of the things that she said, I never asked for help. And she says, that's one of your problems. And so one of my first assignments with Kathy was, she said, the next time I go to the grocery store and the person bagging my groceries says, ma'am, do you need help going out to the car? I was to say yes. And I thought, oh, that is so dumb. Yeah, I'm perfectly able to take my groceries out to the car. And I did it. And, you know, it was like little steps like that, that was like, you know, it's nice to have help. Why do I keep everyone at arm's length? And so it was like little things like that that I started to apply to my life. My second sponsor, she moved away. I'm still in contact with her, and we're still very close. My third sponsor was, her name is Jeanette, and she actually, we were both sponsored by Kathy, but we were very close, and so I asked her to be my third sponsor. My husband and I, we were going through infertility issues, and Jeanette had similar issues, and so it was a really good match in that regard. And then she stopped going to Al-Anon meetings, and then I got my fourth sponsor, who is my current sponsor. And the funny thing that I can share with my fourth sponsor is that I had asked her after my second sponsor moved away if she would be my sponsor. And she said no. She said that she was sponsoring too many people. And I totally respected that. And in the back of my head, I thought, I'm going to ask her again. She has known me at least 28 plus years. So she remembers me when I came into the program and how sick I was. And, you know, she knows me very, very, very well. And so we have a wonderful relationship. And, you know, the thing about sponsorship is, you know, it is so nice having that person that you can walk through the steps with, that can talk about recovery. I really have appreciated all of my sponsors, my past sponsors, because they call me on my stuff. And, you know, sometimes that hurt my feelings, but in the long run, I knew that they were exactly right. One of the things that Kathy told me when I was fairly new in the program, I remember I had called her up one night and I started to like go on and on and on and on. And she told me, she goes, you have 20 minutes to get to the issue. And I was so insulted. It was just like, you know, and she goes, I'm not doing it to be mean. She goes, I'm doing it to help you focus. And I love that, you know. And a few years ago, I had a sponsee that would go on and on and on. And I remembered, you know, what my sponsor had done for me. You know, so, you know, it's little things like that. We're so fortunate. It's been mentioned, you know, quite a bit at these workshops that, you know, we have so much wonderful literature today. I noticed that the forum, you know, usually has something or sharing about sponsorship all the time. This one is from the April 2010. It says, from anxiety to serenity with my sponsor's help. Before Al-Anon, I had two states of being, anxious and numb. I spent most of each day thinking about things I needed to do, the things I should have done, and the things that simply never got done. I was physically stuck where I sat with thoughts spinning in my head. Instead of the proverbial butterflies, my stomach was filled with enormous bats flapping around. Eventually, I would erupt in an exhausted frenzy or become even more paralyzed with fear. After I started attending Al-Anon meeting and got up the nerve to ask a sponsor, things really changed for me. My sponsor gave me guidance as I learned to take care of myself before and be self-aware. When I can truly stay in the moment and ask myself, what can I do right now? And take my mind off of the future, my worry and anxiety are completely eliminated. I rarely get butterflies anymore, and never the bats. As I work the program and take the steps with my sponsor, my state of being becomes closer to serenity than anything else. I still have a lot of steps to take, but I look forward to the relief I have received already. My body thanks me every day for its freedom from agonizing anxiety, and I thank God for Al-Anon. There's this, I won't read it, but there's this wonderful part. I came from a wonderful workshop about paths to recovery, and on page 340, there was a talk about working the program horizontally, and I was kind of surprised that someone shared about their sponsor and the sponsee working the steps, step one, step tradition one, concept one, horizontally, and seeing the correlation between all three of those and getting strength, because what we can't do alone, we can do together. And then finally, I have a kind of a funny, because I love humor, and this one is called Sponsor versus Sponsee. There's a woman in a hot air balloon, and she realized that she was lost. So she descended down a bit and shouted to a woman on the ground, excuse me, can you help me? I promised a friend I would meet her an hour ago, but I don't know where I am. The woman on the ground replied, you are in a hot air balloon hovering approximately 30 feet above the ground. You are between 40 and 41 degrees north latitude and between 59 and 60 degrees west longitude. And the balloonist shouted, you must be a sponsor. She says, well, I am. How did you know? And she said, well, I believe everything you've told me is technically correct, but I have no idea what to make of your information, and I'm still lost. Frankly, you have not been much help at all. If anything, you probably delayed my trip. The woman below responded, ah, you must be a sponsee. I am. How did you know that? Well, the woman on the ground says, you don't know where you are or where you're going. You have risen to where you are due to a large amount of quantity of hot air. You've made a promise which you have no idea how to keep, and you expect others to solve your problems. And you are in exactly in the same position where you were before we met, but somehow it's my fault. Thank you.
Next, we will hear from Judy from South Dakota.
That means I have to talk really fast, you guys. my name is Judy Tobin, and I do live in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And I would say that of all the parts of Al-Anon that need to come together to have a good program, that sponsorship is definitely one of my passions. And that's not only being a sponsor, but having a sponsor. I need both of those things to have a full life today. I always heard that somebody early on that you chose somebody to be your sponsor that had what you wanted. And I started this program as a parent, and I went to a parents group. And a lady came in one night, and she said that her son was celebrating a one-year sobriety birthday, and you better believe I want what she had. And so I asked her to be my sponsor because I thought if she knew how to keep her son sober for a year, I wanted to know how to do that. And it turned out to be a really bad experience. She didn't have a sponsor. She'd never really worked the steps, and I didn't know that. I didn't know enough about sponsorship or even really about the program. I finally quite, just actually started going to meetings without bawling at that point in time, so that was progress for me. And so then we moved to South Dakota and from California, and in the interim period there of being a parent in the program, I met one of those really fun-loving, enthusiastic guys that just grab our hearts and, take us to places we've never been before, because I personally wasn't brave enough to cross that line to go to those places. But with him, I did. We went and did fun things. And then I found out that he drank too much. And today I believe that God gave me a backup plan because I wasn't getting the program and that spirituality piece. So he gave me somebody else to go to Al-Anon and work the steps around. And that's how I got here to where I am today, because my second sponsor was a lady that came to South Dakota, and she talked at a roundup. And from the podium, she talked about being a parent and a spouse in the program, and I've never heard anybody talk about that. Specifically, I had never heard anybody talk about their daughter going in and out of the bedroom window during the night, so I knew that I identified with this woman very well. So she was a great sponsor for me because she had experience sponsoring people long distance, and that's what I needed. There wasn't anybody that I had met in Rapid City that really I was felt attracted enough to go through the steps with. So that was a good experience for me. And trust me, this woman had a plan. And I like a plan, and sometimes I'll make a list and I'll put extra things on it just so I can cross them off and make myself feel better. So the first 30 days we talked, we talked once a week, but for the first 30 days I emailed her my thoughts on the ODAP page for that day. And that's how we built our foundation during those 30 days to go through the steps. So by the time we finished those 30-day, I knew her, she knew me better, and I really felt comfortable about telling her the truth because we'd already been exchanging information, and that worked good for me. Part of going through the steps, we did the first 164 pages out of the big book. I know that's not conference-approved literature, but we did that outside of a meeting. That is where I really truly got grounded. The third step in the big book, honestly, I can say brought me to the spirituality piece that I have today in my life. Besides that, we used the path to recovery, we used the dilemma of the alcoholic marriage, how Al-Anon works, and we used both the AA and the Al-Anon 12x12. And so I would read each of those books about the step that we were on, and at the end of that, then she had a guide sheet that I called, and it had some questions. And again, I could answer them and cross them off, so it worked really good for me. And, that's how I went through the steps. And I so appreciate having that today because I know that worked for me, and I've been blessed to be able to give that to other people. And, you know, for some people it works and some people it doesn't. But, you know, it's each, you know, for our own individual things. You know, she never pushed me through the steps, but she was always there for questions and answers and information that sometimes I didn't want to hear. I think we heard a little bit about that already. One specific example I will give is that we were in the process of losing our house and just about everything else we owned because we had gone broke, which was something that was definitely not in my line of thinking that would ever happen to me. So here we were. And I called her one day, and I'm just going, so, oh, my God, we have to sell the house. We don't have any money, blah, blah, blah. And so 2 weeks later, I'm still talking about the same thing. And she very casually said, is there a reason you can't get a job? Well, you know, this was during the time when you had to pay to talk to people over the phone because they didn't have cell phone service like they have today. And there was a very good reason I couldn't find a job or I didn't get a job. It was because I didn't want one. When we moved to South Dakota, I didn't think I needed to work anymore. And so that was working for me until we got, you know, had to start going broke. And so she helped me, you know, clip my little ego feathers and go to Kelly Temp and get a job. And it's been the greatest thing that's ever happened to me as far as a work life is concerned. I have a great job today, and it's because I met a person probably 4 or 5 years ago on a Kelly Temp job. He started his own company. He remembered me. He called me, and I have a great job today, and I can come and do things like this. So it worked well. Going back to the big book for just a little bit, I got to that point where I wasn't happy with meetings in Rapid City anymore because I started to grow differently than I'd ever grown before. And so she... So I started complaining about that too, of course. And so she told me to go to every meeting in Rapid City with an open mind and an open heart and, you know, just see, you know, if I could find something. Well, at that same time, God gave me the best gift. He gave me some AA guys that wanted to start a meeting in Rapid City, and they wanted to have an Al-Anon component at the same time, same building, and asked me if I'd be interested in doing that. And you better believe I was very interested in doing that. And I'm happy to say that, and I called my sponsor and I talked to her about that first before I went off on this rampage because I've learned how to do that better. And so she took me to page 164, and there was a, you know, one sentence in there, and it said, he will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. And, you know, the home group I belong to is 7 years old. We do the steps and the traditions. We do one full step for a full month, which takes us a year. Then we do each of the traditions for a year. And there's several ladies in here that will guarantee you that going through the traditions is not what we really like to do, but what we need to do and what we learn more and more about ourselves to do. So that's been a very valuable lesson to me also. And we have between 20 and 30 people in our room, men and women, on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And so that's some of the one another thing that I have gotten out of good sponsorship. And follow along with that, another example of how she has helped me is that one night I called her from the parking lot. I have a tendency to call sponsors from the parking lot because that's when my crisis happens, when I come out of a meeting and things didn't go quite right. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, two people asked me about sponsorship tonight. That's too much. I can't do that. And very casually she said, isn't that an interesting concept? All you had to do was answer the phone, and the other person on the other end, they have to do all the work. So what's the issue? And it was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that part, you know? So she did a great job of keeping me in line along those things. Several years ago, I did choose to change sponsors again. And the lady that I chose to be a sponsor, we were on the same wavelength, same age group, had the same kind of... when I say parent issues, now I'm talking about the parent instead of being the parent. Now you're getting to be the parent to the parent. And so she's been a really, really, really big help to me. And And she encourages me to continue in service no matter what I'm doing. And we're in one of those meetings where we have to set up the chairs and have to turn on the lights. And thank goodness the AAs make the coffee, because I make very bad coffee because I don't drink coffee. So they're happy that I don't have any part of that. So those are the things that, you know, today sponsorship really does show me. But the other thing I've learned from this woman is the reasonable part of sponsorship. And, you know, it's still hard for me to say no. And I noticed the other thing about, I was sitting up here and my husband came in late and I was critiquing him a little bit. So obviously I still need to go to meetings on those issues as well. So the thing that I really like about being grounded in sponsorship is that when I get ready to say no, sometimes I need to check that out with another person, because am I saying no just to get rid of something and be irresponsible, or is it truly something that I can't take on right now because I've got too many other things going on, not only in my recovery life but in my personal life? You know, I have to be balanced. I have to do both of those things. So those are the things that I appreciate. Like I said, both of my sponsors that I've talked about today, they both have sponsors. I think that's very important. Also, it's very important to me because sometimes somebody will call me and they have a situation I know nothing about. Boy, that's hard for me to admit. But I can say, you know, I have no experience with that. And, you know, sometimes it's something I can refer somebody that I sponsor to somebody else I sponsor because I know they have something in common. But more importantly, I have a sponsor that I can go to and I can run something by her and get her input to share with others. So I really appreciate that. I also know about sponsorship. If I'm not telling the truth to my sponsor, she can't help me. And that's something I've really had to learn about. And that's a struggle sometimes. Sometimes I don't want her to know some of that ugly stuff I'm still doing. But if I'm not honest about that, it's just not going to work for me well. And I also know that if I'm not being honest with my sponsor, I'm not connected to God at that point in time. And that's where I need to go back through those steps and parts of the big book that I find that ground me to where the Al-Anon literature keeps me on track, and I love it dearly and I support it. In fact, I do want to share before I get the watch. that we have, there's a lot of things, and as Cecilia mentioned too, there was some sponsorship things in the past recovery, but you know, we have the bookmark Sponsorship Working Together to Recover. It's an excellent little piece of literature. And the other one is Sponsorship and What It's All About. And I try to keep these in my backpack when I go to my meeting on Wednesday night. And if somebody asks about sponsorship and they really don't know too much about the program or they're new, I can give them one of those things to read. And then I can encourage them to, you know, come to the meeting and listen to what people are sharing and then find somebody that you, you know, you're attracted to and that you think that you could trust and that would work okay. Two things I want to share real quick, and these people in the front row, they came to support me today, and I'm so excited, and my sponsor is from Texas, and she sent some people in here to give me a hug before I got started, and there was another lady from South Dakota that I haven't seen in years, and I don't know if she recognized because my mouth was going or if she just recognized me, but anyway, it's just like so an awesome, awesome experience to be invited to share at an international conference and have people come and support you. That's just really special. So they've heard this over and over again, but the triangle, and the triangle that I have learned about in sponsorship that is so helpful to me at all times is God is at the top, and I have a corner in that triangle, and my triangle right now is God, myself, and this room with all of you in it. Now, if there's a triangle going on that has God in it and my husband in it, and maybe one of my adult children in it, there's no place in that triangle for me, so that means it's none of my business, and I need to stay out of what's going on in that triangle. That helps me a lot. The second thing that has been very valuable to me is that I've learned about a different prayer life than I've ever had before, and I've learned that if I get on my knees and I pray in the morning, ask God's help and guidance, and I did a lot of that this morning, I might add. And I get on my knees at night, and I thank him for the day or whatever else I need to talk to him about. And I call those my bookends for life. And if I can live my life between praying on my knees in the morning and praying on my knees at night, I enjoy the day that's been given to me by God. Thank you so much for sharing.
Last but not least, we have Jack from Montana.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack.
A very grateful member of Al-Anon, and actually I'm not from Montana. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland is my home group. I'm from Maryland, and I bring you greetings from Maryland. As I said, I'm a very grateful member of Al-Anon. First of all, I'd like to thank the World Service Office for asking me to share on this panel. Sponsorship is something that's been very, very important to me in my program. The very first meeting of Al-Anon that I walked into, I sat down beside the man that would become my sponsor later. And in that meeting and in subsequent meetings that I went to that he was there, he was very outgoing and he seemed happy, and he always had really, really good things to share, and he knew a lot of people, and you know, he was everything that I wasn't, in my mind back then. And I came in very, very confused, very angry, resentful, and so on. You know, the same things that maybe you all came into Al-Anon with. Joe went to a lot of meetings, and I didn't start going to a lot of meetings when I first got into Al-Anon. I did ask another person to be my sponsor, and I didn't really get the concept of sponsor and sponsorship back then because I didn't call him. In fact, I didn't call him for about 9 months, and after that he left the program. I don't think it was because I didn't call him, but he did leave the program, and so I needed to find another sponsor, and that was just so hard for me to do, to ask somebody for help and to say I needed help in this program, and I did ask this guy, and he said yes, and he gave me an assignment right away, something to read. He knew the ODAT very well, and you know, if I would go to him with a problem about making a decision, he would say, well, there's 21 pages in the ODAT on making a decision. Read those 21 pages. You know, it's like he knew the index by heart. He was very, very much into service. He very much believed in that three-legged stool, you know, recovery, unity, and service. He would go to a lot of service events in our area, and he would always ask me for a ride. And you know, I figured out later it wasn't because he didn't have a car, he couldn't drive, it's just he wanted me to go along, and that was his way of getting me to go along. And there was one event, an Area World Service Committee meeting that we were going to, and we got to talking in the car, and we're driving along and driving and talking and talking, and like an hour and a half after the meeting was supposed to start, we realized that we'd missed the meeting. We'd driven way past the meeting, so we got there late, but we had a really good conversation in the car, and it was just opening up to this sponsor was the first time that I had really shared all those things that I kept inside for all those years, you know, about my sister when I was a teenager, and the things that had happened with my wife, with her drinking, and you know, those things that I just could not share with anybody else. Eventually, I did share with my sponsor, and in fact, there's nothing that happened in my life, before Al-Anon that my sponsor doesn't know about. He helped me through the steps. I can remember sitting under a tree after a meeting, and it was the first time that I really started looking at me at a fourth step. Doing my own inventory instead of somebody else's inventory, and he very gently pointed out some things that maybe I needed to look at, you know, some defects that maybe I had. And so that was good, and we did a fifth step together, and He also encouraged me to get in the service, to become a group representative, and he was a group representative, and he was a DR, and then I became the DR of that district. So he really helped me come along, but there's some other aspects or perspectives on sponsorship that I'd also like to share about, and I have been a sponsor of a few people in Al-Anon, few men in Al-Anon. When I started back in 87, there weren't a whole lot of men in the meetings then, but we do have meetings now in our area where there's more men in the meeting than women. So that's good. I'm glad to see more men coming into Al-Anon. But I have sponsored a few. I just haven't been asked very often to be a sponsor, and to be honest, I'm not really sure what kind of a sponsor I want to be. I've heard a lot of different people share about how they've been sponsored or how they sponsor people, and I haven't really become comfortable with one way of sponsoring, and that's something I want to talk to my sponsor about. I actually called him about an hour ago, sitting back here before this meeting started, but I couldn't get a hold of him. But I've been a sponsee. I have sponsored. I've also been an Alateen sponsor for 2 years, and that was just really quite a privilege in this program to be a sponsor for these children, these teenagers that have been affected by this disease, and some have been affected very much. But one thing that really, really felt like an honor to me was watching these kids come in, particularly the younger ones, and they would come into the Alateen meeting, and they, you know, say it was in the winter or spring or fall, and they'd have their coat on, and they would sit there like this the whole meeting and not say a word. And, you know, in their first meeting, they were just so scared and confused and couldn't trust anybody. But, you know, they'd come back the next week and maybe they would unzip their coat the next week. And then the next week after that, they would, you know, take off their coat and maybe say their name. And just being able to watch that process unfold was truly, an honor to see that miracle taking place for these kids. So I'm very grateful that I was able to be an Alateen sponsor. The last type of sponsorship is service sponsorship, and my sponsor Joe served as my service sponsor for a long time, and really encouraged me to get in the service. Sometimes with the elbow in the chest, you know, like when something's going around for us to sign up for to help out with a district event, you know, and he's sitting beside me, he would give me one of these and hand me the sign up sheet, and you know, I was smart enough to know that I'm supposed to sign up. So, but he really got me going on that, and I went through service in our area, you know, being a district representative and alternate delegate, and submitted my name to be on the Board of Trustees of Al-Anon back in 1999, and I was selected to be a member of the board. I served on the board for 6 years, and one of the good things about being on the board, well, there's a lot of good things, but one of the things was they assign you a board sponsor. And so, yeah, I'm sitting here in my first board meeting, and I look around the room, and everybody's older than I was, and they had a lot more time in the program than me. But you know, but I was able to talk to my board sponsor about all these things, and there's so much to learn being a new board member, the way things work, and the all the things that the board meetings discuss and so on, and I was able to talk to my board sponsor. He'd been on the board for a while before that, so you know, we would email a lot. He lived in Georgia, so we would email, and I'd ask him these, you know, different questions about, you know, what's the charter and, of Al-Anon, and what's his concept mean? And he would take the time to explain them to me and help me, you know, become a better board member and become a better person too. To me, service is all about it's all about my recovery, about me getting better, and certainly my sponsor has helped me with that, and all the ways that I've sponsored or been a sponsee. So with that, I'd like to close. Thank you.
Now I would like to invite anyone to come up to the mics. We have two mics in the front, and we're going to ask that everybody limit their remarks to 2 minutes. So do I have somebody that would be like to be a timekeeper? Thank you. Just give me a sign so that I'll know. And so everything's open. Please come up and share your experience, strength, and hope. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Judy, Cecilia, Jack, thank you so much for your service. My name is Angelica, and I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. I'm from the Chicago Al-Anon Beginners Group in Chicago, Illinois, and I am very grateful to be here. I'm here with my sponsor, my grand sponsor, and even my great-grand sponsor, and one of my home group members. And, you know, tomorrow will be about 6 months that I've been in the program, and I am definitely not where I was when I first walked through the doors, and I am very happy for that. And, you know, in our 12 traditions, it says that our common welfare should come first, personal progress for the greatest number depends upon unity. And to me, having a sponsor and having a home group and having all those people that have been, you know, through exactly what I've been through really helps me so that my common welfare, my recovery can really go where it needs to go so that I can be a sponsor myself, which I have been suggested and directed to do, and I am a little nervous about it, but I am definitely very excited because to me, being able to give back what has been given to me is definitely God at work, and I am so grateful for that today. So thank you so much, and thank you for being here.
Hi, my name is Joe from Chicago also.
Hi, Joe.
I just want to tell the story of when I first came into Al-Anon in 1982, and I was looking for a sponsor. I knew because my wife, who was an AA, sponsorship was very important to her, and so I learned from that. In my meeting, which was mostly women, there was not a real strong tradition of sponsorship. So I started looking, and there was a man who showed up, and I asked to meet with him, to talk with him about the program, and I went to see him, and it turned out that he was a religious brother who was studying theology, and I met him at the college, at the university, and we talked, and I asked him if he would be my sponsor, and he said, but I need a sponsor as well. So what are we going to do? And I said, well, maybe we could be co-sponsors. I mean, we have each other. And that's what we did. And it was really special to me. It really helped a lot. He shared what he had with me, and I shared what I had with him. And even though I was new, there were times when he needed me more than I needed him on a daily basis. And there were times when I needed him more. And so he moved away. His order sent him back to Massachusetts, and I kept in touch with him by phone. So a man came to the program a couple years later and asked me to be his sponsor. And I said, but I need a sponsor too. And we became co-sponsors. And we've been co-sponsors ever since. And one, this is the last thing I want to say about this. He's a physician, and his patients were calling him constantly. And he complained to me about this. And I said, Jeffrey, I want you to call me every day. Don't be a victim. Call me. I didn't say anything about stopping his patients or anything like that. I just wanted him to call me. And he's been calling me every day since 1986.
Wow. Time's up. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Beth.
Hi, Beth.
My home group is Chicago Al-Anon Beginners Group. I am so grateful to be here. I remember when I first came into Al-Anon, I was so scared and so desperate, and I had no idea what to do. And when I found my sponsor, I was shocked that this person I didn't even know would take time out of their lives to help me. And I just remember feeling so overwhelmed by that. And it was amazing. And now, you know, I get the privilege of sponsoring other people, and I get to share the message and give back and do what someone else did for me before and spread that and share that. And that's really one of the biggest gifts of the program that I've gotten. I'm also just so grateful to be at International. It's my first time. And, you know, sometimes in meetings I can hear a lot of, like, the alcoholic is the enemy and I'm the victim of all their bad behavior and all this stuff. And I'm just so grateful to be here with, you know, all of you and the alcoholic and the Alateens and everything. And we're all here together. And it's just such a great energy here. And I'm just really grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Constantine. I'm from Boston, and my home group is. But I was born in Chicago, just to keep the trend going. I just wanted to say my home group is the Watertown Saturday morning meeting, and I just wanted to say a couple quick things. My first Al-Anon sponsor was a woman, not that I think it matters, and she said the meanest thing anybody had ever said to me. She said she wanted me to do one thing that was fun every day. And I was really ripped. I was just like, of course she was right, you know. And I remember going for many years, the last speaker said, there weren't a lot of men in the meetings I went to, but I would go to this Wednesday noontime meeting, and there were three women there who I thought of as the wise women. And I just loved, you know, I'm going to the wise women meeting. So that was that. And my wife, who's also a member of Al-Anon, always, you know, said the best meeting, you know, the more gray hair, the better the meetings, you know. Actually, I think she said blue. But and I'll close this with my current sponsor irritates me because it turns out I have to call him in order for him to do me any good. And I think he should just know these things sometime. But I'm really, really glad to be here and hear all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kippy, and I'm a grateful dual member of this program.
And hi, Kippy.
I ordinarily don't share that from the podium, but, two reasons. There are many times when I need the Al-Anon side of the program more than I need my sobriety side. And the other thing was I can't wait to go back to some of my AA friends and tell them that Al-Anon told me a way that it's legitimate to practice the steps horizontally. But anyway, I'm from Durwood, Maryland, but I was born in Boston to move the chain along. And this has been a wonderful meeting for me. Just the acceptance and hope and serenity in this room, you know, has permeated my being, and I'm very grateful. My Al-Anon sponsor died just over a year ago, and she was my sponsor for, I don't know, 15 or 17 years or so. And we've gone to, you know, all of the internationals for both AA and Al-Anon together until this one. And I'm really feeling her presence and also grieving her. And, you know, it's good because I know she would tell me, you know, I'm exactly where I need to be and encourage me to feel my feelings. And to also help me appreciate how much I learned from her. And she was a very methodical, sometimes she'd drive me crazy because she said, Al-Anon is a program that moves slowly. And she was a old-timer. And, I came to see the wisdom of that for her and for the way she worked with me. And I needed to be slowed down a lot, even after many years of recovery. And it's also brought home to me that it's time for me to get a new sponsor. And I need not take a lot of time, as an AA told me years ago. He said, it's not a star search. It's just, it's somebody that has something that you want. And,
Thank you.
Not a lifetime commitment. So,
time's up.
Thank you. I'm just, I'm really grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Connie, and I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon.
Hi, Connie.
This weekend I'm celebrating 21 years being here. But, because I put my youngest daughter into treatment 21 years ago. And for those first years, I struggled. I went to an Al-Anon meeting. I didn't think they had what I wanted 21 years ago because they didn't have children who they just put away like that. And they had husbands in the other room. So what kept me alive for those years while she was out there and I didn't know where she was one day at a time and just for today. But 7 years ago, I went to a meeting. I'm from Sturgis, South Dakota, and my wonderful sponsor's sitting up at the head table. And I went to meetings, and they said, you need to go where they have what you want. And at that point, I started the program all over there, all over again. I started going to meetings where there were people that had children in the program along with, whatever brought you here. But I watched for somebody who had what I wanted, and when I met my sponsor, she had a daughter in the program, and my life has changed, and I'm a different person. I was sharing with those of us that are from South Dakota in the federal. I can remember coming to the first meetings, the first conferences, and feeling still so lonely and alone, and that nobody understood. And today here we are at an international convention so far from home, and you're all my family now. You just are. But working the steps, her plan, I'm a person who needs a plan, and she had a plan, and whether you work that plan slower or faster, it's a commitment to having the life you've never had. And I'm just so grateful for her and grateful to be here. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. Thank you to the speakers and everyone in this room and everyone who shared today. I went for about, 900 days before I got my sponsor. And I recently was in a workshop. I learned some program math. I was very much doing Al-Anon light, readings, going to a few meetings, and it was very much 1+0, which meant I had no God. And what I learned at this workshop is when you've got yourself and a sponsor involved, then you also got God involved. So it's 1+1=3. And I got to tell you that when I chose my sponsor, I chose it because I wanted what she had. She just had this vibrance and enthusiasm for the program. And, she made me accountable. She has me call and check in with her every day. And she's provided structure, order, and discipline in my life, which I didn't have. And I'm still struggling with, but I gotta say it's a lot better. And she also, she also has me practice gratitude. I am, asked to write out 5 gratitudes about my husband, my qualifier, every day. And I gotta say that doing that has totally helped turn around my attitude about my marriage. My marriage is in a much better place than it ever was, and I'm happy to say my husband's here with me at this convention, and I'm just so grateful for this program and for everyone in these rooms, and look forward to seeing and experiencing more Al-Anon this weekend. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Palmer Grace. I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon from Miami, Florida.
Hi, Palmer.
It is really nice to see y'all. And thank you to the speakers. I appreciate that. Judy, it is so neat to see you again. It's been years. So, you know, it says in our opening that our thinking becomes distorted by trying to force solutions, and we become irritable and unreasonable without knowing it. I love that phrase because I become irritable and unreasonable, and I don't know it. I've got to have a sponsor. Because if I'm up here thinking, when I think it, I believe it. And when I'm believing it, I'm acting on it. And I call my sponsor and he says, "You're doing what?" You know? I had a sponsor the second day I was in Al-Anon. I didn't know she was my sponsor. She just took me under her wing and took care of me and started teaching me. I cannot be what I am today without you. Because I don't see the way. I don't see the path. And I need someone out here who's not on my path because they can see what I don't see. And I love sponsorship. I am sponsored. My sponsor is sponsored. His sponsor is sponsored. And it goes on up the chain. And then that's a lot of wisdom that comes to me that I certainly just can't generate on my own. I'm grateful. I love sponsorship. And thank you all for being here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Laura, a grateful member of Al-Anon from Sanibel, Florida.
Hi, Laura.
When I met my second sponsor, I met her at my second meeting, and she came in all giggly with this funny cat in the hat on and just a bubble of energy, and she freaked me out. And I wanted to get away from her as far as I could. And a year later, I was at a convention, and I heard her speak, and she spoke to my heart. It was just, I was in a different frame of mind by then, and she spoke to my heart. And a lot of what she said was quotes of another speaker that I had a lot of speaker tapes of, and I was like, I found out later on that person sponsored my sponsor at one time. My sponsor is big on giving assignments and big on service, and through working with her, that's what I became big on. And then I sponsor 6 girls, and they sponsor girls, and we all, it just trickles down like a stream down the mountain, and we all have that, we're all different, but we all have that similar style of sponsorship. And what I'm really proud of is this year, well, when I started, my home group was very inactive. They just were not involved in district. They hadn't donated money in years. They just weren't involved. And over the years, we've gotten really enthusiastic in service. And this year, one of the girls, one of the newcomers, chaired the gratitude dinner. And then she's pregnant, and she ended up on bed rest that weekend. And to watch all the different sponsees, grand sponsees, all the different levels in my group join together and pull this thing off was just, it was just amazing. And there's no words for it. And that's a result of the service that we work and how we share our experience, strength, and hope with each other. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon from Milwaukee, Oregon, which is close to Portland. And I go to my home group is Men's Growing Towards Wisdom, 6 o'clock at the 6 o'clock on Wednesday at the Northwest Al-Anon Club in Portland. And it is the best men's Al-Anon meeting in town. And the rest of the joke is it's the only men's Al-Anon meeting in town. I didn't get a sponsor for a long, long time. And I started out in the ACOA groups. Any of you know those? Anyways. But basically, I spent a lot of time in the problem. And at some point in time, I wanted to get better, so I came to Al-Anon and started working the solution. And the solution was to grow up. And part of that solution was to get a sponsor, and I had gone for years without a sponsor. And everybody kept saying, well, you know, get a sponsor, get a sponsor. And finally I said, get a sponsor. Finally I got a sponsor. And I've worked with him for years, but what I'm finding is that he doesn't know everything, and he doesn't have everything I need. So I've decided to go into the Walmart sponsor business. I'm going to go into volume, 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 because I can see where I might be able to wear one sponsor out. So I've started looking on meetings for more sponsors, and I might look for specific issue sponsors. But there's basically what I'm looking at right now is there's a guy that I talked to I think it was yesterday. Anyways, I was kind of irritated by my wife. So I called my sponsor and he said, well, it sounds like you'd rather be at work. So that was kind of cold-hearted and cruel, and so he's probably going to end up being my sponsor. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hi, I'm Judy, and thank you very much for each of your sharing. And it's just so amazing to have my past and to be here and sharing this miracle. I've had 5 different sponsors through the years, and a few were at the big meeting in the sky. But I still hear their message, and I think as long as we stay willing to just keep coming back and trying to listen to a greater degree, through working sponsorship, you learn about how God is in your life and around you, and you can open up your eyes to all the daily little miracles. That's been the greatest reward through working the steps. I arrived with so much anger and rage and a lot of fear that I was in denial about. And today I don't have that anxiety in my life. I stand as a new person, and I can be under the sun and the full spirit of the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon and Gotawana Home Group of Anaheim, California, and my recovery date is April 25th, 2009. So this is my first conference, and my sponsor encouraged me to just come up and share and be a part of, and that's why I love her so much. But when I first came to Al-Anon, I didn't really find Al-Anon on my own. You know, I really was hurting. You know, I had grown up in the disease, and now my 21-year-old son was drunk all the time, and so I asked God for help, you know, and he did. He sent some beautiful people that I met in the Al-Anon program that just really loved on me, you know, and gave me hope, which I never had before. You know, I never thought that the disease, that it could be fixed, even though I tried. I really did. And so when I went to meetings, and it kind of meant to, that's all I did really, was go to meetings at first and just kind of hear what was going on. And then I wanted to work the steps. So I even tried that, going to meetings, step study meetings, but nothing was happening. So I asked God for help. And that's when I knew I needed a sponsor to help me work the steps, to study the steps and the traditions. And when I met my sponsor, like I said, again, you know, it was God that helped me. It was my higher power that gave me the answer in a meeting. I just heard her sharing, and I just started bawling. I was like, yeah, that's her. I can talk to her. I know this lady. I knew her already, you know, in just that little short time. And so first thing I asked was, I want to, you know, can you help me work the steps? And since then, it's been a wonderful journey. You know, since then, it's been about 9 months, and she's really led by example. Really by her example of how she works her program, and I'm really grateful for that, because, like I said, I didn't find her on my own. You know, I really didn't know what to look for. And so, and the example of love, you know, that she shared, and everyone in my home group, the love. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sue, grateful member of Al-Anon.
Hi, Sue.
And this is my 4th international. And the first one was in San Diego. I had 4 months in the program, and my sponsor was the one that actually encouraged me to go, because I'm in California. She said, this is a wonderful opportunity to go. It's right down the coast. And I remember thinking, I'm unemployed. I have no money. Collectors are calling me. And she said, you know, if you're willing and if you really want to go, we'll help you. And I got to go to that, and I think I slept 6 hours and 4 days. And I got to see everything and got to be a part of everything. And, you know, my sponsor is actually nothing like me. I really don't know why I picked her. I know that God picked her, because she's actually from Texas, and she's so completely different from me. But I've learned more about love, and I've learned more about principles and respect and commitment. And, you know, she taught me how to be a daughter. I remember, you know, my whole family is completely devastated by alcoholism, and I was an isolator, and I was very rebellious, and I basically left home thinking I would never have a relationship with them. And she has slowly helped me to make those living amends to my family, and then actual direct amends when I was working my steps. And she gave me simple direction, just very, very simple direction. And she would say, it doesn't matter what kind of parents your parents are, it matters what kind of daughter that you are. And I started to try to take what I learned from Al-Anon and bring it home to my family. And today, my mom and I have an amazing relationship. My father died of the effects of this disease, and I was able to make living amends to him before he passed away. And my cousin is actually from Korea, and she visited me because my mom, because of my change in the program, asked her to talk to me, brought her here to talk to me. And she now goes to Al-Anon in Korea, and my aunt goes, and her father, who had collapsed from the disease, went to his first AA meeting a month ago. So it's just amazing what this program can do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Veronica. I'm
a
grateful member of Al-Anon, and I walked into my first Al-Anon meeting July 9, 1999. And I was super crazy, crying, blaming the drunk that I was married to. And he was getting drunk in a motel room, and I was crazy and ready to kill him. But I knew there was an Al-Anon meeting nearby, and I went there. And the lady that became my first sponsor, she saved me and saved him, because she talked to me, and I listened to her, and I could not understand the language of Al-Anon, because I didn't know what you meant by acceptance and detaching, and it's none of your business, and all of those things. So I didn't need a sponsor to translate the Al-Anon program for me. And that helped me. She helped me work the steps and start looking at myself, and start just getting at peace and finding a higher power and a spiritual awakening, true spiritual experiences. And I love the Al-Anon program. My home group is the Garawana group in Orange County, and it saved my life. Today, the sponsor I have today, she's very loving, and I want what she has. She has a strong higher power, and she guides me, and she has taught me to dig deeper, to look at myself and see, you know, like when something disturbs me, look at myself to see what is wrong with me so I can change that, you know, and change the things that I can, which is only me. And this is great. This is my second international convention. The first one was in Toronto. So I'm really excited. This is very just a strong. Last night in the flag ceremony, just seeing and saying the Our Lord's Prayer with 60,000 people or whatever number it was there, I don't know, is the language of the heart. My first Al-Anon meeting here was one in Italian, and I didn't know I was going to understand that much, but I did, and that was really great. And it's good to hear that they talk about sponsorship, they talk about not watering down the literature and the translation, and I'm just very grateful to be a member of this worldwide fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Liz. And
hi, Liz.
Grateful member of Al-Anon. I'm a two-timer in Al-Anon. I went to Al-Anon, got my sponsor, and I was in it for like 2 years, and I just didn't feel like I was working the program correctly. So I left for about 7 years and came into a program kind of in a different group in a different town. And I remember looking at somebody and saying, you know, I really want to go back to my other group, but I don't know what you'll think of me because I just left. And somebody looked at me and said, you know, I don't think this is a beat you up program. I think if you go back, it'll be fine. And I went back, and the first thing I heard, she was from Mississippi, and she said, well, Liz, where have you been? She said, we just threw away your birthday present we've had it up there for 5 years. And you know, and she ended up, I was in a bad divorce, she ended up coming down to Beaumont with me and staying with me. And shortly afterwards, she died. and it was a crushing blow. And when I went to her funeral, I looked at all the people that she had sponsored. And you know what? She just didn't help me. She helped my ex-husband. She helped my father. She helped my kids. Because if you help one person, you're going to help more than one. You bring it to others. And I travel, so I go to different groups. And I went to a group, and I asked somebody. She was talking. I said, have you worked your fourth step yet? I've never sponsored anybody. And she said, no. She said, nobody here will be a sponsor. We have nobody sponsoring. And I thought, you know, maybe I can do this. So I'm trying to work with her and, you know, to spread, to get the program going in that group.
Thank you, Liz.
Hi, my name is Savita, and
hi,
I started going to meetings in India 24 years ago. And I think I had been coming to meetings for almost 3 months when there was a meeting on sponsorship, and somebody said, well, if you don't have a sponsor, find one, but if you have one, then use her. And I needed to understand that, and I understood that it's easy to ask someone to be a sponsor and then not use that person at all. So right after that meeting, I walked up to this woman, and I said, will you be my sponsor? And she said, yes. And I think for me, on that day, it was my first step towards humility, because before that, I thought, not only do I need to have all the answers, I have all the answers. So for me, it was my first step towards humility. So I've had the same sponsor for the last 24 years. And 9 years ago, just to keep the chain going, I moved to Chicago. And then when I was leaving, she said, I mean, I was heartbroken because I didn't want to leave her behind. And she knows everything about me, like one of the speakers said, that you know, there's nothing that she doesn't know about my life. And more. She sees more. I don't know how she does it, but she does. And so she said, you know, now that you're moving to Chicago, maybe you should find yourself another one. And I finally did. But again, somebody was talking about multiple sponsors or Walmart kind of sponsorship. Well, that's beginning to make sense to me. When I have stuff going on, which is more my family, my kids, and the stuff she knows, I go to her. But when there is stuff going on here, which is new here in Chicago, then I go to my sponsor right here in America. So I'm really and truly grateful that I have a sponsor. I'm grateful to all my sponsees because, as they say here in the meetings, that you get the sponsees you need, not the sponsees that you want. So I'm really grateful.
Thank you.
That I found this.
I'm not from Chicago. I'm from Florida. My name is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
I thought I did relationships really good before I came into Al-Anon. Even though they all fell apart, I still thought I did them really good. What I learned about sponsorship, that was the first real relationship I could have. And that taught me how to have healthy relationships in and outside of Al-Anon. I could practice what I got from my sponsor in my workplace, which has saved my job, and I'm there now 25 years, thank God. And that's what sponsorship, and the other big thing about sponsorship is I learned on a progressive way. First, I called my sponsor after I had already figured out the crisis. Then I got better, and I called her maybe in the middle of the crisis. And then I got really even better than that. I called her with the thoughts in my head, and that helped me not to have a crisis. But the best thing, one of the best things about it is that I had had a few sponsors before. And I went to her when I saw somebody that I wanted. And I said, I have a lot of friends in Al-Anon. I don't need any more. I need somebody to work the steps, the traditions, the concept. Every piece of Al-Anon literature you can think of is what she did with me. And that's what our focus was, because I knew a lot of people in Al-Anon. And when I'm busy, I work, I have a family. When somebody says, can you sponsor me. I said, we work the steps. We have a focus. And I assure you, please find other people to call. And I will meet with you once a week or once every other week, and we'll spend a lot of time on working it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Belinda.
Hi, Anita.
And I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. I'm grateful to be here. This is my first international convention, and it's just been so amazing. So I grew up in the disease of alcoholism, and I tried everything and anything I could get my hands on, school, work, men, to try to fill the hole that I had in my gut, and nothing worked. And I was desperate, and when I walked into my first Al-Anon meeting in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they welcomed me, and for the first time in my life, I felt like I belonged somewhere, and I'm grateful for that. And I know I belong here because I've identified with all of the sharing here today. And you know, but I'm self-sufficient, Al-Anon. I thought I could find my answer in a book, and so I got all the books, and I tried to do it myself, and I just wasn't getting anywhere. I found some relief, but I didn't find any recovery, and I really needed a sponsor to help me recover from the disease of alcoholism. And when I was humble enough to ask a lady to help me work the steps, that's when my life started changing. And, you know, I worked my steps with her, and she loved me, and she taught me how to trust. Because growing up in the disease of alcoholism, I didn't trust anybody. And she helped me learn how to trust another human being. And I learned how to trust her first, and then the other ladies in my Al-Anon home group, and then my family. And my family has recovered because I've recovered. None of my family other than my husband is in recovery. And it's just been an amazing journey. And when I did my, I think the biggest obstacle or surrender that I got to go through was when I worked my fourth and fifth step. I did my inventory, and I shared my inventory with my sponsor. And at the end of me reading my fourth step to her, she said, is there anything else that you're holding back? And I told her my deep, dark secret, the one thing that I was most ashamed of, that the disease of alcoholism took me to. And she loved me anyway. And I get to sponsor ladies today, and I've heard some fifth steps. And I get to share with them my deep, dark secret because it's going to help them. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about that. My past is my biggest asset today because I can help someone else. And I'm so grateful for that. I never thought that that was going to be it. And so I love you guys. Thank you. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Barbie, grateful member of Al-Anon.
Hi, Barbie.
Thank you so much for your service and sharing your experience with us. I'm from Chicago Al-Anon Beginners Group. And this is my first international. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my sponsor. If I were to say that to her, though, she would say that it has nothing to do with her but just with the program. And that's something that helps me, you know, is even in sponsoring other people, too. When, you know, I start to think I know what's best, or I go right back to the program every single time, and that's what she's done for me. I was terrified of my sponsor. I was terrified to ask her to sponsor me, and she's like a sweet 80-year-old woman who's just so nice, and I was just terrified to ask for direction and ask for help and admit that I didn't have all the answers. And when I first came to Al-Anon, I was around for maybe a year before I ever asked anyone to sponsor me. And the first meeting that I went to, I didn't think I had anything in common with anybody. And I wasn't desperate or miserable enough to hear a message or to ask anybody for help. So when I finally did, it really turned things around for me. And, you know, just like today, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her suggestions. And that's the case for so many things in my life. There's a lot of things that I would not do, that I wouldn't even think that I would be able to do, that I've been able to because, you know, I've been able to talk with somebody about it. And, that's provided me with a lot of growth and also with experience that I can pass on to other people. And that's something this program taught me, so I'm grateful for that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm so grateful to my sponsor. She's been my sponsor for 15 years. I came in
1977, and we didn't work the steps. And we didn't have sponsors. Well, we kind of did, but they were different. Yeah? So the sponsor I've got now, I've had for 15 years, and here's the deal about that. What I saw a lady who was a speaker, and I asked her if she'd be my sponsor, and she said no. So this other lady came up and said, I'll be your sponsor. And I went, what? So I know the person now that I asked to be my sponsor, and that's so great, but she said no. Yeah? So, thank you, higher power. So the sponsor I got, I was in crisis when I was 15 years ago when I got hurt, and said I need to work the steps because I've done everything but the steps because I, you know, worked in Al-Anon when I was in it, but we didn't do the steps because we started a long time ago. So what she did was she listened to me cry. I called her an hour every day for a year and a half, and she gave me an hour every day for a year and a half on the phone and saved me. But she, mostly what she did was she didn't tell me what to do. And I concurred with that because I have a higher power and I work my program. So she could work at steps with me. But she called me up once and said, I'm so sorry for what I said to you yesterday. And I said, what'd you say? She said, I was trying to fix you. And I said, I didn't notice. And she said, but I did. And you don't fix people. That's the recovery of the program, is not fixing them. It's minding your own business and focusing on yourself and sharing the spiritual principles of the program, not fixing other people. So she got that, and I got that. And so I don't fix other people because she didn't fix me.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a huge gift. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Karen.
And I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon, and I've been, I'm from Anaheim, California, and this is my fourth international, and they're all great. They're just, like, overwhelmingly great. And I like the topic because sponsorship as a tool of the program has been so important to me. And when I got to Al-Anon, I was following kind of a friend of mine, a close friend of mine who had just started, she got sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I liked what she was getting, and I had no way to go. I didn't know where I was going, and I wanted to join AA, but like I didn't qualify, you know, and I didn't know what to do. And she started telling me about Al-Anon, and I got a sponsor because I wanted to work those steps, and they were talking about them in my meetings, and I took a poll. You know, how do you work steps? How do you work steps? I asked everybody, and everybody said, well, you get a sponsor, and that sponsor will take you through those steps. And I'm so grateful for that because my own thinking got me here, as, you know, we say. And I learned so much from the steps. And that's where the basis of my recovery is. And I'm on my fifth sponsor. I seem to go through them a lot. But I'm so grateful for my sponsor. I'm so grateful for the tool of sponsorship. I'm grateful for my sponsor today because she's very loving, but she's not afraid to tell me the truth. And I've learned how to start doing that in this program. I was not a truth teller. I wanted everybody nice, be nice, and I still can be a people pleaser. But I'm so grateful that my sponsor just says it like it is, you know, and that's what I get to give away, and with a lot of love though, and I get to give that away today, and I think by doing that, I've got a lot of acceptance of who I am, and so today I can be okay in my own skin because I've learned how to love others. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone who participated, and of course I want to thank our speakers. Would you all join hands, and we're going to close with a moment of silence for those who are out there still sick and suffering and haven't found our programs. Moment of silence. Let it begin with me. When anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, let the hand of Al-Anon and Al-Anon always be there. And let it